Y'all want to do a little house and home?
What do you say, gal?
All right, other gal.
Let's do it.
Hopefully we can get going.
Let's do it.
What's going on in your yards right now? How are you shaping up? Are things starting to die off? Are you still thriving? What's going on?
In my yard, everything is starting to die off. Even my hydrangea is not looking very good anymore. So, you know, it's clearly we are entering fall. My mums are gorgeous, but beyond that, nothing.
Wow, that's strange. My geraniums still look great.
Really?
I have two hanging baskets and they're bright red.
Ugh. I have a weird thing going. I have probably half the dandelions that I normally get in the spring. They've returned. So the last time I mowed, man, I was crushing dandelions.
Wow.
And they come back like at the end of the summer. Like you may find a... Look, I'm mowing 3 acres, so if I find 10 dandelions...
Oh, that's not
that's
many.
That's normal. But okay. This year, I'm talking, I'm going through patches of them.
Wow.
Wow.
And yeah, I was just curious because I just had someone, a contractor, come to my house and make it look like an employed adult lives there. And they planted... I have the invoice here because I didn't know what... I've been asking, I was like, TJ, I wish I knew what they planted so people could tell me how to take care of them. But I do have, it says here, two hydrangeas. You mentioned those.
Those are very easy to take. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Are those the ones that have the long arms and they come up with the little blooms? They're kind of purpley blue.
Purple, blue, okay. Pink. Yeah, lilac. Absolutely.
Do I have to cut those back?
Yes, you do.
Okay, yes. I need to YouTube that.
But be careful. Don't cut them down too much or it's going to be 2-3 years before you see blooms again.
Right. What you do is go to just the point where you don't want to know this?
No, I do. I just think, just real quick, just save your spot. I just think it's hysterical. I was like, hey, I got something up y'all's alley. And you're like, and now look at you. You're on the edge of your seats. Where do I clip them?
So just as the blossoms veers off, right underneath that blossom, clip it right there. And that will force it to do it again.
Okay.
All right?
That makes sense.
Just like a rose bush.
I have a yellow coroposis. 3 of those.
You know what that is?
Just let them die. They look like little bitty yellow daisies. And there's like a bunch of them.
Are these all perennials or what? Or do we have annuals in there?
I think they are perennials, yes.
Okay.
That means that they'll
come back every year. Yeah. Yes.
I'd let them die.
Okay.
And then you clean it up.
Okay. My next question is about my two pink guaras.
I mean, what? Where does this guy get his
G-A-U-R-A. Two of those and they're pink. Yeah, those are right in front of my front door. Let those die. Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm Googling, but...
Purple sedums?
Oh, they're pretty. And don't they smell good? Yes.
Yes, yes. I
yes, they
love
do.
How they
they're
smell.
They're pretty.
I lay in my front lawn with my face nested in my purple sedum.
They really cut through the manure that was just spread on the next lot over.
It does a little something extra special.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
And then this is one I had a question about. They planted 3 salvia.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Isn't that a drug?
No.
Can't that be harvested for psychedelic uses?
I don't think so.
Salvia?
Salvia. Yeah, I think that was like a thing people were abusing, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. Remember when everybody was getting sent to the hospital for that like a fake marijuana?
Oh my
god. And I think it was in that class of herb and it's like technically an incense, but people learned how to abuse them.
How did I not know this? We've got salvia all over the place and you're right.
It's like it looks like sage, right?
It's a plant species with transient psychoactive properties when the leaves are consumed by chewing, smoking, or as a tea.
Yeah, I thought that when I saw that on my invoice, I was like, ooh, hey, is that a felony or?
Right. Did you get charged extra for that?
I think 3 is a misdemeanor. If I had one more, it would be Filonius.
You're good to go.